All right, welcome Lagos, welcome. It's 10, 4 minutes come past 10 o'clock right here in Nigeria, Info 99.3. And today is the 12th of August, 2021, and it's a Thursday, a very beautiful one at that. I'm loving the weather. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. I don't know if it's raining somewhere, but I feel good with the weather. And we're hoping that you're feeling good as well with the weather. Welcome, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Adwobi.
And I'm Collins. Teke, the microphone heavyweight. And together we are the Techies on radio.
That's right. Today is Thursday, and it looks like it's every Thursday there's usually this sanitation.
Absolutely, for markets and the parks.
Do you think that they do a good job with cleaning up? And
I must say a big yes to that, because usually, first of all, the compliance. We know Lagos to be a place of a lot of lawlessness when it's pretty much everywhere in the city, in the country. But Lagos is a place where, you know, because of the nature for the city, and a lot of lawlessness going on around the city. But one thing that has stood out each and every week, that stands out each and every week, is the sanitation exercise. The daily, the weekly sanitation exercise ordered by the government, especially around markets. This morning
and
I was opportune in the parks and the roads. I was opportune to be in one of the markets, and I saw the traders were all trying to lure the market keepers, I don't know what they're called, to let them eat. 8 o'clock, I heard the Baba say, oh, the 10 o'clock, oh, the 10. They all screamed and said, 10 o'clock, so all the customers were waiting, and they were doing the sanitation, and all the market women and men, we know, were cleaning the market, and I felt that was quite something beautiful to see. So I think they're doing a good job when it comes to that,
especially in the markets.
But the big question is, there's a time that it used to be a general thing that even vehicles would not move around
And wait till 10.
Yes. And everyone, even in the houses, not just the markets, you know, streets, estates, individuals, nothing like I'm going to work today. Even the offices would understand that it's sanitation day. In my mind, I was just like, Lagos actually needs something like that. A law that would put Lagos on pause for a few hours and ensure that everyone pays attention to sanitation.
I'm in for all of that. I'm in. But I also know that Loma, they visit each estate on Thursdays as well to pick up the trash. So today, I think we're basically talking about sanitation in Lagos. How clean is your area? Are you observing the sanitation exercise?
Do you think that there should be a way that the people who live in the city areas are involved in the sanitation or in the cleaning of the environment? Are you worried about the state of sanitation in your neighborhood?
That's right.
That's the question. Guys, it's not a serious matter. It's not time to come and say, in our area, the government did this. Nah. It's just us having a chat. You know, let's say we want to provide a solution to if there is a sanitation problem in your neighborhood. What would you suggest? It's not complaining time. It's a time for us to, you know, see, okay, the best way.
I mean, but there are some people who would want to complain that, Loma has not come to my area for 5 months now.
Okay.
Five months now. The whole dirty is piling up and piling up, and it's just there. You know, there's some people who don't complain about that.
So maybe we could say it's a commend or condemn situation.
Absolutely. So, I think that's perfect. So it's either you condemn or you commend, but we're hoping that we have more of a commend today.
Absolutely. So guys, we have started the show, and that's how we start. Have the feel of Lagos. Today, sanitation is our focus. And for the next 1 hour, we'd have that conversation, or let's say 45 minutes or thereabout, we'd have that conversation and have you come to call the radio station. Scream! What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Hey!
Chester Life. And then you tell us what's happening in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's how simple and how easy it goes. And before we get in...
Yeah, I was going to say, not to forget that today is Family Clinic. There's someone in the clinic today who will be needing our help. So that will start from 11 to 12. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that she would find a solution to her problem.
That's right. Mm. But also want to start preparing their minds so that perhaps you could go on our social media page, go and read the story there. Actually, it's been posted on Instagram.
Yes, right.
Deepo! You know, I know you posted on Instagram.
Did you have to do that?
and you could check the stories. Mm. You can also check it on our Facebook page. On Instagram, it's Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And on Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right. So, Lagos, how clean is your area today? Are you complying to the sanitation exercise? Hit us up this morning. Also, not to forget, tell us how you're doing as well. What's happening around your area? Is the weather cool and calm for you? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
And the WhatsApp line is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Were you caught unawares? Maybe you went to the market hoping that you see the market open. You get there, it's Akilo Shele, it's sanitation, environmental. Okay. Who knows about Kai? I heard about Kai. I wasn't there, but I knew about something called Kai.
Yes. If you drop a piece of paper or you drop dirt on the floor, they're usually hanging around. I think that was during Fashola's, the governor's Fashola's.
No, the Kai I'm talking about is old. Military time. War against indiscipline. Yes, it's why. War against indiscipline. That time, if you throw paper, they flog you.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. So Kai is different.
Kai is different.
And anyways, guys, do you think that war against indiscipline would work in Lagos? Like, people with Bulala and Koboko.
I think then when Kai was available, it had some kind of fear. To me, or generally, I'm talking about myself, okay, personally. I remember then... They usually hang around at some spots where you wouldn't think that they're hanging around.
Yeah.
And when they come outside, they catch you, they pack you into their van, and boom, you know, off they take you. It was taken seriously at the time. Mm-hmm. I remember it is still some kind of discipline, I think.
Absolutely. And that's what I wonder. That's what I expected of all these neighborhood agencies, like a neighborhood security. Mm. I expected them to do. So kick against indiscipline.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. I think, don't you think we need something like that in Lagos?
I think so. Uh-huh. I think so. Because one of the things that really even gets me so mad is the open defecation. I'm sorry, it's morning radio, but that actually really irritates me. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, they're public toilets, but people will rather do their business on the floor, right? You know, right there where we have passers-by watch you do your business.
Well, that cannot be disconnected with the fact that there are homeless people in Lagos, a lot of homeless people. So if you have people with no homes, trust me, there would definitely be shot-putting all around the city of Lagos. And that's the experience we're having.
But what if we have, for every bus stop, a mobile toilet?
But that's what the government should be thinking of doing. Ministry of Environment, they should be thinking of that. I don't know if that the government is broke or bereft of ideas, or maybe they're not looking at it as something very necessary. Mm-hmm. But in case you don't know, Mr. Governor or Mr. and Mrs. Commissioner, people openly defecate in the city of Lagos on a daily basis. Mm. Perhaps you're not aware, you know, but we just told you. So perhaps you might need to look at how many local governments, how many bus stops do we have? If someone was going to give a position, a mobile toilet in the bus stop, like Andrea suggested, I think that would help.
Yeah.
You know, say if it's a hook, you run to the next bus stop.
The next bus stop, you
know. Because if it hook you,
where was they doing?
He hook you and you go to fast foods that are now smart these days.
Mm.
These days, you hear it's under construction. You hear things like they are servicing it. What if you enter there and not get there and say what would you do?
Mm.
So that's where the government comes in. You know, because anybody can be hooked anytime.
Anytime.
You can hook you anytime.
Anytime indeed.
Anyway, sanitation is our focus today.
How clean is your area, Lagos?
Would you like to tell us if there's any worry regarding the sanitation of your neighborhood? Would you like to commend or condemn a situation as far as sanitation is concerned in your Lungu? That's what we're kickstarting the show with today.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. And women, this one's for you. 01465-7190.
All right, let's get to the calls now. Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Collins and Mrs. Andrea Tucker.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. What's your name? Okay. Where are you calling from?
This is Charles, coming from Bagada.
All right, Charles, 1 minute you've got. Let's hear you.
This is a quick one. I think, in addition to Andrea's suggestion, all petrol stations should also have a toilet.
Okay.
Public.
And it should be a law that even fast food should allow people to use their toilet as well. In addition to positioning a mobile toilet
at every bus stop.
All right.
Okay.
That's
right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Then one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
The government should get rid of ambulance.
Ah.
You can imagine what an ambulance will do whenever he is pressed. So I believe that 80% of open education are done by the ambulance.
All right.
In addition to the homeless people. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. But I disagree with that.
Me too. I was going to say something.
There are homeless people in their millions in the city of Lagos.
Absolutely.
So they are not agberos. Mm. They're just homeless.
Mm.
So they also resort to open defecation as a means of, you know, letting it out.
And then again, the people in quote who we call the agberos, they're also human beings just like you and I.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you know.
So I think there's need for many things to be done. One of them, attitudinal change.
Yeah.
Because if you look at some of the, in some areas, it's not like they don't have enough public toilets.
Yeah.
It's just how they have mismanaged it or used it anyhow.
That's right.
That's another aspect where enforcement has to come in.
Exactly. So are you saying that the whole the Kai thing
Kai
and the
Y
thing should come back?
I'm telling you, advocating for that.
Okay.
We need to put some sense in some people's head.
Yeah,
sometimes some people need some bulaga.
Michael is on the line this morning.
Hi, good morning, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Mushi.
Welcome.
Okay, how's Mushi? Mushi?
You know, generally, Mushi the way it is.
Okay.
But my main complaint about Mushi sanitation is this, our Loma people.
Mm.
Anytime they come to collect waste, after they left, honestly, you feel as if they have not even come because some will pour on the road, people will start to park again to wait for them till the following week.
Mm.
And the traders in especially in the jewelry market, they are very, I don't know what to describe them with.
Mm.
You see some of these apologies to the northern people after selling their waste. They dispose the waste of pineapples or what have you, right inside the drainage.
Wow.
Yes. You see them there, you see those women selling stuff by the roadside, sweep and sweep through the gutter hole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just sweep inside. And they come to park Mushi virtually every... In fact, one day I told my people, I said, the waste being generated in Mushi daily is more than the revenue.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Your 1 minute is up. You've made your point.
Thank you.
So we have to stick to the time so we can take as many calls as possible. Michael, thank you. 1 minute, everyone.
It's more like he's condemning.
Yeah, that's a condemnation.
I mean, it still goes back to the whole discipline thing where, you know, you have your wares after you're done, clean up, you know, properly, put it in the waste basket or something rather than throwing it in the dust, I mean, in the drainage.
Mm-hmm. Kai,
and then when it rains,
take care of that.
Exactly. And then when it rains, it's flooded.
And it goes somewhere.
Crying.
Where do you think it's going to?
Absolutely. And you're crying, oh, the government, oh, look at our area, not knowing that you are the one, you are the culprit.
And someone will say, this road, they just did this road. You see these people, they'll not make the road strong.
Mm.
How about you blocking the drainages?
Mm.
Well, we are gradually going, I just hope, it's as if the Kai is an inevitability.
Oh my god.
0700.
Yeah,
0700, 01465-7190 for them ladies. Sam is on the line. He's the next caller, all the way from Ikorodu. A name you called with so much energy, Ikorodu. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes. What I always said, and I will keep on saying that until I see the change. Half of Nigeria's problem is lawlessness, indiscipline, and if we can take care of these three things, lawlessness, indiscipline, and impunity, I think half of Nigeria's problem is solved.
Okay.
All encompassing. Everyone without exception from the head to the toe. That is my take. That's the best part.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate. More calls coming in. We're talking about Lagos sanitation today. Did you observe the sanitation exercise? Do you think it's time to bring back Kai or Y? Any of them, depending on what generation you belong to.
And we're also asking, how clean is your area this morning?
Would you like to commend or condemn?
And let's see. On WhatsApp, Oruyehu from, let's see, you didn't put your name. He says, okay, Iba Estate, as for my area, all Loma thing do not, okay, all that Loma thing do not exist here. We use our boki to pack clean and dirty in the environment and kicking against indiscipline. Idabo regime time. This is
okay. That was a diagbo.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then I know of some areas where they call it kule kule.
Yeah.
I remember growing up. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up. You know, they go with this tiny truck. You know, they push a truck and. They hit the truck. Kule. And then you go, kule. Come and take our dirty. I think that's what he's talking about. They call him kule kule.
All right, great. Whatever it is, man, if you have suggestions, the government is listening. I'm sure someone will listen and do something about it because it's becoming unbecoming. Mm. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm Danny. I'm calling you from more dolphin.
All right, Danny.
You see, Lagos is just you see that cliche mega city. I think they should take it off because Lagos is really, especially my two, is a mess. On top of the bridge, look at the bikes. Look at people trading their wares openly. I mean, it's insane. In this 21st century. Go there now as I'm talking. I just drove past there. I mean, what's the government doing about the fields on top of the bridge? You see them open defecation, they pee. My throat is a mess. Look at the stench there. Look at the bikes, they've taken over the bridge, both sides. I mean, it's crazy. Do we really have a government in Lagos?
All right, you've made your complaint. You're condemning the attitude of people around that area. Mention the area again.
I'm just talking about my two. No, my exit is clean.
Okay, my two, right?
I'm clean. Yeah, on top of the bridge.
On top of the bridge, okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. 1 minute up. Let's take the next call. Wow.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. It seemed like, it is a condemn and
commend
situation.
Mm-hmm.
How clean is your area this morning? Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, please, I want to comment. That background music here is a little bit distracting. The background music, yes.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Okay.
Hello.
Hello,
good morning.
Wow. And that's the end of the story of that background music. Oh. How about this one? Okay, let's take another call quickly. So it's a little bit distracting. Okay. That's very, very observant of you. But if someone now calls and say he likes it, we'll now be between the devil and the deep blue sea, right? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome, welcome.
This is Ohibo John Happiness, one of the e-hailing drivers in Lagos.
Okay. All right. Welcome, welcome.
Good to hear you, Andra.
Thank you.
Yeah, due to what you are asking us, what is happening in our environment, I just want to make it fast to you. I am making this to the Lagos State government that if he is not aware of what is happening, he should take note. Last man and police government task force have intentionally removing the sign of one way from road for people not to see is on one way.
All right.
One of my friends were caught yesterday and spent 50,000 naira before his car was released.
All right, we appreciate.
I will give you example.
Yeah, John, Happiness. We're talking sanitation today. I appreciate that it's burning to you. That's why we have multiple platforms. You can send a WhatsApp so that we don't change the conversation. Sanitation is also equally as important, and that's what we're focusing on today. So you can send a WhatsApp message, and we can take it as a special complaint. But specifically, right, sanitation. I do appreciate you. And to also add to that, it's not the first time you've called to complain about this. And you're not the only one who has complained about, people not seeing the signs properly, indicating that it's one way. But that's not our focus. We have done transportation in the past. You can send a message if there's a specific complaint. But right now, is sanitation in Lagos? How clean is your neighborhood? Is there any commendation or condemnation regarding how your neighborhood looks in terms of the environmental sanitation that you'd like to share with us? That's what we're talking about today on The Feel of Lagos this morning.
0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Julia Jao.
Holy man from Kalahari,
Julia Jao.
Hello, be thy name.
Welcome.
You know what? Although I live in Festa, but I observe all the thick iron that cover the drainage mouth, all have been removed by these aboken that look for iron to buy. In the midnight, they will go up carrying around Festa.
Welcome back. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's the name of a station. And this is What's Up Lagos. We're taking a trip across the city of Lagos to find out the sanitation state of the lungus across every part of the city. And we are the Tekes. She's Andrea Odubi Teke.
That's right. And he is Collins. Okay.
That's right. Now we got like 10 people saying that. Why not change that instrumental? We now say, now that we've counted the votes of one person. So we went back to it. Sorry to the caller who said that. And he didn't even call to contribute. He says it's distracting you. And
maybe the sound or something.
Absolutely.
Well, you know.
Maybe it was too high.
No hard feelings. Just enjoy the sound, the tune.
You know, mixed with the voices coming your way. So that we can drive this easily and smoothly.
That's right. So we're asking Lagos, how is the environmental sanitation exercise ongoing? How clean is your area? Do you want to condemn or commend? We're here all for it.
Someone has suggested, Andrea suggested that we should have more public toilets and bus stops, you know, where people can just, instead of that way, we can curb the open defecation.
That's right.
Another caller said that it was right for the government to make it mandatory for all public places like fast food joints and also filling stations. To have a public toilet well taken care of, where members of the public could just walk in and whenever he hooks them in the corner. You understand what I'm saying? And we totally agree with that. What would be your own suggestion as a way of dealing with open defecation?
I think Grace here from Ikorodu has something to say about that. So I'll take her message or his message. I don't know. He says, or she says, what's up, Lagos? It's about our waste generation. I believe it is time time to start teaching young adults about recycling, reusing some organic waste for compost, and the plastic separation for recycling. And about open defecation, there are public toilets in certain places, but you have to pay, and some may not just afford it. Let them make it free for us and employ cleaners to it. Sorry, it's a long method. Okay. But I have used... I have been so pressed and I've been able to experience some of these public toilets, right? I know that they charge 20 naira if you want to pee, and then 50 naira if you want to do the do, like you want
number
to...
Number one and two is okay.
Yeah, well, one. So which is one and which is two?
We know one and two.
Okay, so yeah. Is that too expensive?
I mean, that's because there are no, you don't have enough public toilets powered by the government or that are pushed by the government. These are individuals who see the need and they create a business out of it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what has been happening in most parts of Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's a sanitation problem, you say, cola, people, you know, they benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
When, and all that. So I think that's the same thing with the...
public toilet.
Of
so
course.
It has been privatized and it's something the government has to...
Step in.
Yeah. Be more responsible
that's
for
what, that's what we're saying pretty much all the while. Those guys they're hustling. It's just like you find a situation where people come in all the time. I want to. You'd be like, what if I had a place here? And then, you know, especially in markets, you get that in markets and other places. That's because the reason is not far fetched from the fact that there are not enough of these things. And those suggestions that you gave, and the one of the callers, I think those are things we should consider because it's a burning matter. Until you find yourself in a situation, you never know how bad it is, especially in Lagos. And we are also trying to find a way of curbing open defecation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think getting more of these places is the best way to do it. The cost for that, as far as it's business, anybody puts the price that is cool for them. And that's the way it is in every business around here.
Mm.
More calls are coming in.
Hello. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay, back to the matter on ground.
All right.
Andrea, you are saying if you want to pay 20 naira, if you want to pull 50 naira.
Well, from the part that I have experienced, do you have a different story?
That was 1942.
For real?
Wow.
1942.
Obviously, it was a long time, you did.
Wow. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Are you on a bike or in a plane? Or?
Yes, on a bike. I just want to, you know, talk about, what's it called? Ladikpo, the sanitation, they don't understand. They just, hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I don't know what's up with some the kind of thing that is there. You know, so they just block the road, and it's annoying. I don't know. So
all right.
It doesn't make sense.
All right. Thank you very much. Ladikpo, I caught him. I mean, he had to call even on the bike. That's plenty of love. I appreciate you. Concentrate, oh. But the bike man, no go. They call too as you they call.
On WhatsApp, let's see, this person is saying, what's up, Lagos? The government can employ those kule to help support the fight against dirty environment. It will help increase the speedy movement of dirt.
To where? The best solution is recycling. And that's one thing that I expect our government to be looking into, not just paying lip service. I know you hear, if you bring a government official now, they'll tell you, what we are doing is, as a matter of fact, with support from the UN, we have been able to, that's what you hear. But at the end of the day, the experience of Lagosians haven't changed, or the experiences of Lagosians haven't changed, because you just have to do the do, and, you know, this lip service has to stop. Somebody has to do something.
That's right. On WhatsApp, Abdul Rashid from Shomolu says, that call about feces in my two is, he have tired me. Okay. Okay, he said, I don't get what he's trying to say, but he's saying, since as far back as 2010, particularly on the bridge that leads to Mazamaza, also the canal in between the express lane and the service lane at Eledie bus stop, that is the bus stop between Onipam and Palm Grove on Ikorodu Road, is a public toilet where open defecation is done freely.
Wow. A bus stop. I'm not surprised. Even the wire just did like, okay, because it's pretty much what we experience around Lagos. Trust me.
Banjo on WhatsApp says, hello, Nigeria Info. I want to call your attention to, this evening. Okay. He says, every evening on Ojota Bridge, inward toll gate, once traffic starts building, some boys come out to the road, harass mostly lone drivers, threatening to break their glass and disposes them of their valuables, and they operate freely. Even though you see one or two police vehicles stationed on the bridge, you would not find any policeman on the bridge. Please call the police people to do something about it.
All right. Thank you for calling attention to that.
Ojota Bridge.
More calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. My name is Shanding.
Okay.
All right, Shanding. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm calling from Yaba precisely, but I live in Ajaxi. So my take is not, the bus stops and public places. One is by the side. When you come to people's houses, have you taken time to go to people's houses where people live? There is no toilet in houses in Lagos. So the street is litter. So what I want the government to do is they have to enforce, put a law that as long as you're a landlord, you have to, put a clean, restroom for people to, at least people who, house rent in Lagos is not child play.
That's right.
It's on our neck.
All right.
So from my own experience, some of these houses you see, they are inherited because the parents might have died, and you'll see multiple children coming to claim. So when they say, the toilet is bad, come and fix it, nobody cares. So when action is taken, I think everybody will speak up.
All right. Thank you.
I'm from experience because there is a house I live, and every 3 months we have to park.
Wow.
We have to call them to park. They charge almost, we have to contribute almost 1,005 for each person.
Wow.
3 months, 2 months, you have no choice. And the house is very expensive. So house is not only my house. Other neighboring people have to leave to go to public toilet, and you are paying a house rent. So Lagos have to beam their satellite on that area.
Okay. Again,
thank you very much. Appreciate you. Just like we thought, that Lagosians might be going through a lot, regarding sanitation. And one of them, it's where to defecate. There are houses in Lagos, no doubt. So I do not have toilets. A lot of houses.
You see buildings, the one they call Face May I Face You, where, this roll of rooms and this other roll of rooms, and they're assigned probably just two toilets. It could be six rooms on this side, six other rooms on this side, but just two toilets.
What would those kind of places where you queue with your buckets to shower, to use a toilet? They'll see houses like that. And there have been houses that look so touche, so to speak, but you get to that area of a toilet, there'll be a problem. Emmanuel is joining us now. 1 minute, Emmanuel. Welcome.
What's up, Lega?
Chest alive.
I want to call your attention to this Ajah Badere Road.
All right.
Yeah, that road looks like old Agege Jushaga Road. I remember. When you're going to Jushaga,
Yeah.
A heap of death in the middle of the road, and you won't be able to see the other person on the other side of the road.
That's right.
Wow. is that serious?
Yes, if you just as you're going on, just take a stroll around Ajah Badere Road. You see that most of it in the middle of the road.
Wow. Anyway,
that's too much.
All right, thank you for calling attention to this. And that's
sorry.
Go ahead.
I want to make Ojota, same thing, this Ojota, those police there, they are just there escorting, not for security.
All right.
Something needs to be done to that.
All right. Thank you very much, Emmanuel. And we take seriously your complaints, your condemnation of the heaps of death on Badere Road.
Ajah Badere Road. But today's Thursday. You're supposed to be packing those dirts, rather. But or does it mean that the Loma guys don't get there?
Maybe they don't know their way there. They're forgotten. Maybe. I know that I've seen them once in a while.
But they don't pay, because I know that you have to pay.
You have to pay. But at the end of the day, man, the waste is there. The waste is there. I mean, find a way of enforcing how people can pay for it. And also, a responsible government would do the work first, because safety of the people. We cannot afford to be dealing with the sanitation at a time when we're dealing with COVID-19.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. And
other outbreaks as well. There's cholera.
You know what we're saying is that, you know, we can't mix these things together. We have to do beyond paying lip service. We have to do all what we need to do to get either the people to do what they need to do or the government to do what they need to do. It's just what it is.
Let's see. Adilu on WhatsApp here says, Lagos is a slum and no amount of Thursday sanitation can improve it until a certain government can be changed. Okay. Another message here is saying, this is Toasting from Ibafo says, okay, talking about the sound of the music playing in the background. Says he's enjoying the sound. So thank you for that. Grace from Ikorodu here. I think I've taken Grace's message.
All right, more calls coming in. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Well, I don't want to pick my call, Abby.
Yay, not fight.
We don't even know the call, right. So we'll not pick.
Okay, is that Seogene from Ikorodu?
Welcome.
Hey, Seogene, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
All right.
Based on the issue on ground, the public toilet, hello?
Yes
we're
ahead.
Here. Go ahead. Bro.
Okay, the public toilet issue. At Oshodi Terminal 2, I was on my way coming to Ikorodu. So I went there to go and ease myself. Almost so pee now 100 naira.
For real?
I'm telling you the fact. They even get receipts.
Okay, so I know why the other person said it was in 1994. Now you get 20 naira, 50 naira. Wow.
So now it's double.
Wow.
So and then.
Wow.
This dustbin issue, we really need to hold ourselves accountable.
Okay.
You know, say for this country, we don't like soft hand.
That's so.
Now, how your hand we like? Remember this, during Fashola time, when he passed the law that nobody must burn refuse, you must throw away your refuse. Yeah. Everybody obeyed.
Yeah.
You must not dump refuse on the road.
Yeah.
And there are some people that is. Anybody that drops refuse on the road must be picked.
Yeah.
You know, Lagos was kind of clean and neat. No gray area. Anywhere where anybody is, and I throw away dustbin.
That's right. Thank you, Seogene, for that. We appreciate it.
How beautiful it is that somebody will be off the government for many years and people can still recall and remember the impact. I just wonder if every single governor, sitting governor right now, thinks about what people would say when they're gone, because you can't stay there forever.
I mean, from what she says, that means such discipline has to come back.
That's right. What is that one thing that one can even point at and say, okay, government after government, this one did this, this one did this. Why is Fashola always coming back? That's because the impact he made on the people pays based on the policies that he, you know, it'll be, I mean, it's just crazy. I don't want to turn this matter to...
Okay, well, to a political campaign.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Shola from Ekbeta.
Welcome, Shola.
Okay, this is my first time calling. I think the first time I called, I didn't get through, so...
Lucky. Welcome, you made it.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
So, concerning this topic, environment, I happened to saw a post on YouTube or Facebook. So, and it's about Singapore. They convert this their dirty, what they call debt, to electrical energy,
which
could be used as power. So, I believe it's something that is innovative that we can look into in this. Our government should look into.
Okay.
With this so-called lack of power or inadequate power supply.
Yeah.
So I thought all this debt everywhere, we can work on something like that. Introducing this dirty. We burn them and convert that heat energy to electrical energy. I think it's something.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for that.
That's very true.
Thank you for that. Have you been to this Loma office? I mean, where they, you know, put all the dirt. Where they remit all the dirt. Have you been there?
Like a mountain.
Like a mountain. All dirt. Like Oh, imagine converting all of that.
Yeah, there's the WTE, which is waste to energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, these things are not, technology has gone beyond where this would be a problem.
Yeah.
And I wonder why nobody's looking in that direction. It's just crazy. Because what are the bottlenecks stopping such a thing? This is not a question I want to answer now. What are the bottlenecks stopping Lagos state government or the government even at the federal level? Let's stick to Lagos. To convert the waste that Lagos generates to wealth, would it be more difficult? Is it how huge is that project that the Lagos state government cannot embark on?
Mm.
If truly, truly our sanitation is important.
Right. On WhatsApp here, this person says, thank you for this toilet topic. The government of this Lagos state has privatized our number one and two such that TVS, just for one to do number one, they take 100 naira, and this is awful. A propagation to open dedication for real. Okay.
Wow.
Another here is saying, good morning, my people. Omo, I went to see a movie at Jara Mall at Ikeja. You won't believe I paid 100 naira to use the mall toilets.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Another source of revenue. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, and some of these things, sometimes you'll be surprised that it is not even the management that's behind it.
Mm.
Sometimes it's just
the security person on streets. Yeah. But I mean, this person is saying that the notice was obvious. It was written down there that you got to pay 100 naira if you want to use a toilet.
Well, 0700-993-993-993. More messages coming in on WhatsApp. Or
yeah.
Should we?
Omo Shaliwa on WhatsApp here says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers. In my area, if any little rain drop, you will imagine a lot of dirty in the little rain, and it will stop in front of my house if the rain is not much. And she's saying, and one particular house in my street channel their shit pipe.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
To the gutter. Okay. Well, Mohammed is calling for my papa. Let's hear Mohammed. That's where you take a break. Woo. Hi, Mohammed.
I can't believe
you can say that.
Welcome, Mohammed. Let's talk. How's the papa this morning? Tell us about sanitation in there.
We can't go to. I want to use this medium to thank Nigerian Info and you people.
Wow.
Thank you so much. My complaint is about this pedestrian bridge that is right beside, in front of this, what do they call that company? And Nigerian Leventis food.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine, see Leventis food, see cherry noodles, see Navy naval base. But people are abusing this pedestrian bridge to turn it to a public toilet. You cannot even breathe if you want to pass through that place.
Wow. Hey, God.
Please, I want your official to come and see that place. Mm.
All right. We'll do an investigation.
It's already even full with defecation everywhere.
Try.
It's pedestrian bridge, but I've already made it to public toilet. And there is public toilet at the under bridge, but
wow,
they're not using it.
Oh, wow.
I want to urge government to use military force for those people that are in that place, because that place you cannot even beat. Oh, seriously.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much,
Mohammed.
Thank you.
Mohammed said he cannot breathe at the pedestrian bridge, which has been converted to public toilets in Lagos. Jesu Uluawa.
Victor from Bagada on WhatsApp says, the U-turn from Bagada, phase two, when you turn and head back to Anthony, every day in the morning you see guys doing open defecation. It's so awkward. So the thing is, they line up there
early mama
to do their business, and they're doing their business comfortably, not even minding that people are watching them. So I think...
What would you do if you see somebody... Can you go there and say, stop it there?
I mean, if there are officials who...
Not officials.
I'm saying that if there were officials who were empowered to enforce such, they would, you know, do something. I mean...
Would they arrest them while they are, or they wait for them to finish? Which of them?
You go stand up. You stand up with the team.
No.
You stand up all together. What are you not saying? No, you stand up. That's all. We need to go on a break.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back. This is What's Up, Lagos.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all.
It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, welcome back. That's right. I love the tune. Welcome, Lagos. It's What's Up, Lagos Steel. And we have moved to the family clinic where someone is in the clinic and that person needs our help. It's a case of someone who is about to get married. She loves this gentleman so much, but there's something about the culture that does not sit so well with her. And so she's confused. Do I go ahead with this marriage? Or, you know,
just run away.
And the whole thing. So I'm going to read her story.
As we get into the family clinic.
Now.
It's the family clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Okay, so her story reads, I have been dating this man for 3 years now. And he finally proposed. I am so happy and gladly accepted the proposal. I have met his parents on several occasions and they love me like their child. But the problem is, a week after the proposal, his parents called for me, so I went to their house. They sat me down and told me things about their culture. I was okay with everything until they mentioned that any woman that cheats when married to a man dies instantly. At first, I was like, okay, because I love him so much. But I asked, what happens if a man cheats? And they said, nothing. That was where I lost it. So my husband has the freedom to do whatever he can with other women and go scot-free. But I die if I do same. No. And she says, I'm seriously confused. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose him, but I feel I'll regret it later. Now, after, you know, she sent this message, we had to ask her, we had to find out what culture, what state, or what tribe, so to speak. She says the guy is from Delta State, but she didn't really mention what area, what village or what have you in Delta. But she says he's from Delta. It's a crazy situation where that a culture comes in between these two lovebirds.
Huh.
A culture like this where, you know, cheating is involved. If a woman cheats, she dies instantly. And then when a man cheats, nothing happens to him. And she's worried about that. You know, sometimes, I mean, when I saw the message, I got thinking, it looks as if you've already set yourself up for what's going to happen.
So there are many questions to that. Now she's confused. She's thinking that, do I go ahead? Do I stop?
Yeah. Should I end it here? Knowing that, I mean, this guy could possibly cheat on me and nothing would happen to him.
But if you're sure that she's not going to cheat.
Yeah.
That should not be a worry.
But I think her major worry is the fact that a man can cheat. Yeah.
There should be a law that also says that if he cheats. But I know of how it would affect the man and both of them. But this one is new to me, hearing that the woman would die instantly.
You know, and she said,
you
agreed.
You can't joke with such a thing that say you would die.
Dying, exactly.
Because even if you don't die, you must die because then, culture must be proven right.
And then there's a little fear there. It's not like I'm you know, encouraging her to cheat or anything.
Yeah.
Now, she said she loves him and she's not sure anything of sort can happen. But you never say never.
You never know.
You never know what could go wrong. What could happen, you know. Sometimes mistakes happen. Sometimes it could either be a setup that wasn't even your fault. You find yourself in that situation and you are going to die instantly. And if your man does it one way or the other, nothing happens to him. I think that's where she's getting, you know, the whole
Absolutely. What if it's just a way to put fear in her?
Yeah,
so not that she doesn't cheat.
Absolutely.
But let's not joke with culture.
And then if you're from Delta State as well, are there any culture or tradition in that light? Do you want to share or
elaborate? For real?
For real, for real.
Because our person in the clinic, does she have a dummy name?
I think Chinyere.
Chinyere. Let's give Chinyere. Well, let's give her a name. Mary.
Why do you want to use Mary?
Because he doesn't give away any tribe or anything.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so let's give her a dummy name, Mary.
Now she's listening. Mary's listening. What do you think she should do? Have you been in that kind of situation? Would you take that seriously? Would you go ahead and say, well, I'll do my best not to cheat? But are you worried about the fact that she's also worried about the fact that, well, the man can go ahead and do whatever he wants to do and nothing would happen? Now, these are questions lined up. All need answers. But if you ask us, now who we gonna ask? That's why we'll bring you up on the show right now to talk to us and tell us what should Mary do in this situation.
And also remember, it's no judgment zone. I know there are times where you want to like criticize. It's okay, but let's do it in a very healthy way. Because sometimes what you say has a way of affecting the individual who's listening. Yep. I know that sometimes it's good to criticize, but let's have it constructive.
Wow.
Let's be constructive with our criticisms and let's see how that this person can be helped in her situation right now.
You know, I was thinking about the fact that some people, we have to give a bit kudos to the family members for at least letting that out. I mean, the parents. You know why? Some people will not tell you.
That's if there's something like that, right?
Yes, they won't tell you whether there's any culture like that.
They wait for
that.
You to get married first.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it some time ago when we were talking about, you know, things to consider before getting married, and we talk about the fact that you should find out what the culture of the other partner is. Yeah. Be sure that you can deal with it before you go ahead.
Yes,
I remember you asking me several questions about how's your culture.
Yes,
you know, this thing. We hear this, and I'm like, yo. Yeah. I don't know my culture, but I know there's nothing harmful about it. So most people do not know.
My aunt.
They're just getting into it.
My aunt before, in fact, after she got married, her husband never told her that there's something she has to swear to. I remember I said that story one time.
Yeah.
It was after she got married that, you know, the culture was introduced to her, telling her that she needs to swear an oath to their family gods.
Wow.
You know, for her to step into the family compound, you know. So, yeah, there are some people with such cultures and family traditions.
Some have initiation cultures you have to come, share blood.
They tear some incisions on your skin.
Cut you well.
They call you, where you are now a part of us.
Oh boy. Well, Lagos, Mary needs our help. Family members of the Family Talk in the Family Clinic. We're here now. Mary's listening. She cannot wait to hear from you.
I want to talk about the fact that, you know, her name is not Mary.
Yep.
Right? It's a dummy name. She chose to be anonymous.
Yep.
So let's just go with the flow, Mary.
Mary. So let's call now 0700-993-993-993. And you can also call 01465-7190. 1 minute you've got. Please put your thoughts together. Try to put it within 1 minute so we can take as many calls as possible and engage as many people as possible. For those who have been trying, I've been calling. You can do that. And if you try to call and your call is not being picked, it's not deliberate, you can send a WhatsApp. So, the number for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. The time is 11:11 on the 8th day a month in the year 2021. Samuel is calling from Ikeja. Hi, Samuel. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. 1 minute, yes. Samuel. Let's talk.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah. I think there's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
I mean, taking that from our word that she really loves the man. I know the Bible says that, I mean, love is the greatest of all. You know, that love covers a lot of things.
Okay. Okay.
So in as much as she said by her mouth and from her heart that she loves the husband. And of course, not that the husband doesn't love her as well. I mean, they need to get the two concepts clear very well.
Yeah.
Because the love, I mean, as I call it, exists between the two of them.
as a 5 months, once they establish that, then they should forget about, cheating and all. In the 5 months is that, if a culture to say that if a woman cheats and on her husband and she will die, and she's kind of apprehensive about that, okay? What about, what does the God's law concerning adultery about? Yeah, but is he being afraid of that when she has? Mm. And it's one better for her also. I mean, you know, if she, they say that, I mean, cheating on her husband, she will die, and the husband will face, who says? It might be the one that will even happen to the husband, might be more, you know, it's not about dying physically that the man dies.
Yeah.
But if anything happened that even, he will be even praying that the husband should die thereafter. What about that?
Mm.
You know, so if she's afraid of dying physically, what if the husband does not die? Does subsequently befall him such that she will be the one to be praying that, let this man just go and let me have my rest?
All right.
So she should go. Let the law of rules.
She should go ahead.
If the husband commits such adultery, you know, Bible has said it. You know, hell. What about it? Oh, she's afraid of physical death. So what about the eternal one? So she should leave the husband to do whatever she wants to. After all, if she builds her home very well, eventually, her children will become her husband thereafter.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much. You made your point. What should Mary do? Now, there are key points here. Mary's worried about the fact that if the husband cheats, according to the tradition, as she was told, nothing would happen to him. But if she cheats by chance, or by decision, or whatever, if she has anything to do with another man, they said she would die instantaneously. Instantly. That's not something you should joke with. It's something you should think about. It's something that will keep you up at night. And that's why Mary brought it into the clinic for Lagos to tell her what to do.
0700-993-993-993 if you want to be a part of the show to tell Mary what to do. If you're a woman, you can call 01465-7190.
Emmanuel is calling from Bariga. Hi, Emmanuel. Good morning. 1 minute you've got. Good morning.
Ronu.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
See, that girl should run for her life.
For real?
Look at a man. Yes, a man calling in to side a man. What? How can you say what's the business of another person? Maybe the lady is scared. No. They made those rules to oppress women back in the days.
Yeah.
Yes, because they know that they will cheat and nothing will happen. So they will go to the gods to make sure their wife dies. So they want their wives to stay loyal while they are angry up and down. See, if you are listening, Mary, run for your life. There is nothing like culture. If you are a Christian, you are a Christian. Don't go back and be saying you are married and culture. See, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And if it happens, what are you going to say? What about your children? So it's better you run now. If it's possible, that man also, you should go. The culture should face the two of you. If the man should do this, he dies.
All right. Thank you, Emmanuel. You made your point. 0700-993-993-993. We are in the Family Clinic and the Family Talk on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Who's next? Hello.
Hello. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Okay, to call us back. 0700-993-993-993. The way the messages are dropping on WhatsApp is off the hook. Okay, I'll take this from Curtis. Curtis from Iju Ijashaga says, what's up, Lagos?
Iju Ijashaga.
Iju Ijashaga. Pardon me, man. Okay. She says, what's up, Lagos? We also practice that culture where I come from, precisely Olu in Imo State. You won't die instantly, but strange things will start happening in that family. Finally, the woman will become mad if she fails to reveal the truth.
Ah.
Interesting.
What a culture.
Interesting.
Hey, so again, it's already on the line for me, Krodu, back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Thank you, Andrew. So, you see, I'm from Delta State.
Okay.
Then, so me, I will advise the lady, don't go into that marriage. You know the reason why I'm saying this?
Why?
Assuming Will nobody press for bad thing. Amroba attacked him and they raped her.
Oh-ho.
She will die.
Wow.
Because I don't understand.
Wait, you're from Delta. Are you saying that it is, you know, there's such a thing like that? There's a culture like
the
that?
The culture is there.
Hmm.
But those people that are worshipping idols, those are the things that happens to their wife.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yes. There are some parts of Delta State, you can't hold a married woman on a wrist.
Hmm.
If you hold her, it's a taboo.
Wow.
It will affect the husband.
Wow.
If another man gave her money to, if another man, maybe another man says, madam, take this one. She must get home and report. If she did not report and she used the money to cook for the husband, it will affect the husband.
Wow.
That is the culture. But to me, I will never advise her to marry that man.
Hmm.
All right.
Because there is no guarantee that that man will not cheat.
Hmm.
It's certain, except if she can tolerate the cheating.
Hmm.
Fine.
All right. Thank you, Esther Ogene.
Wow.
More messages coming in.
More messages indeed. This one here says, good morning, the tech is my friend married from Delta as well. Today she's regretting it. She can't do anything. The worst thing is that the man is a chronic shit.
Hmm. Wow.
Another here is saying, there is no culture like that in Delta. They are trying to scare her. I'm from Delta State. I never heard of that unless they want her to take an oath when they get married. It's coming from Manny. Another here is saying, this is Ade Yale. He says, there is nothing to worry about. If she's not going into that marriage with any intention of cheating, then she should go ahead. It's all empty threats meant to scare her to stay faithful. But you see, the problem is the problem is not even that she cannot cheat. She says she's fine with that. She will not cheat, right? Uh-huh. But her problem is, if the man cheats, there's nothing. Nothing. I mean, there's no punishment, so to speak.
So that means the man could go ahead and cheat, and people are not looking at how cheating could affect a woman or the partner.
Right, or the relationship, the marriage in question. Mm. Now, the thing is, the fact that the parents could, you know, talk to her about that culture, it shows that they're very much in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from what Ese Ogene said, it's probably that they're worshipping a god or something. Yeah. It shows that the family, they are very probably staunch members of, you know, that traditional practice. So if you are going in there, okay.
More messages here.
Please, Mr. and Mrs. Teke, kindly share your email address. Have a disturbing story I want to share with you guys to take to public. Okay.
All right.
FamilyTalkWithTheTekes@gmail.com. I'm going to send that as a WhatsApp message to you. But for every other person listening who would want to share your story
and also do business with us,
FamilyTalkWithTheTekes@gmail.com.
I don't know where that came from.
Okay, another here said, the lady should just leave the marriage. She's not married yet, all right? He just proposed to her. They're planning to get married. Mm-hmm. And this person went ahead to say, thank God they have not got to... Okay, yeah. What a mad culture is that? A culture that favors the husband but against the wife is like a biased system.
Okay.
Another, this is Omo Shaliwa says, Mary should decide on her own. When I'm about to get married to my husband, I was told that they have a culture. The culture is when I give birth to my kids, we are not allowed to eat fish at all until bush meat, until the child is being named. And if I go for it because I love him, I have 4 kids already. Mary should follow her heart. All right.
All right, Lagos, Nigeria, we're in the family clinic. Just to remind you that we have Mary in the clinic. Mary's about to get married, and the parents of the husband, would-be husband, just told her that there's a culture from their state that if she ever get to have anything to do with another man, she would die instantly. And nothing happens to the husband, even if the husband decides to cheat. And she's not comfortable with that. She's saying, well, I'm not going to cheat. I'm sure about that. But I also am worried that my husband, there's no repercussion. There's nothing there to stop my own husband if he decides to cheat from cheating. Now she's asking the question, should she trust that and go ahead with the marriage? Or what would you advise her to do? She's now in a bit of a confused state. She loves this man. Everything about the family, she's down with it, except for this cultural practice.
Mm.
So what should Mary do? That's the question we're asking today in the family clinic.
0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. On WhatsApp, we have Ken from Coconut, and he says, what's up, Lagos? So the case of Mary, I think think if she can't cope with the culture of the guy, she should go her way. But the fact remains that no religion or even culture permits infidelity in marriage. And to the guy, I would advise him to stay away from her if he can't cope with his culture. Apart from cultures or religion, any man that marries an unfaithful woman is liable to die young. Women were not created to be polygamous in African setting.
All right. We're streaming live on Facebook and on Instagram. I mean, on YouTube.
Yay. We are back. So for those of you who've been asking, like, when? Yeah, want to see your face back. Oh, yo. We are right back. Yo.
Yo what?
I'm excited.
You can go there and drop some comments too. And Victor is on the line. Well, on Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3. And same for YouTube. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning
to you.
Yes, I have this topic.
All right.
There's nothing wrong. If the lady knows that she's not going to cheat,
she should go ahead.
Go into the marriage. Maybe they're just saying it to scare her or to know her.
Okay. That could be something.
Yes.
That could be something.
If she backs out now, child, it's okay. Keep back with one man. You understand?
She's
not going to cheat.
Okay. I never even thought about it that way.
So let her go into the marriage and enjoy her marriage and forget about everything.
All right. Thank you, Victor.
He said it could be a trick. You know, if she backed out and said, I can't go with this culture, they'll generally assume that, your plan was to cheat.
But her worry from what they said, I think she should make her worry known to them.
Yeah.
That, look, I have nothing against the culture as against putting me on my toes not to cheat because I don't even have intention to cheat.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about the fact that the culture alienates or, you know, has no effect on the man if he cheats. Can the man equally promise before we go into the marriage that, look, I'm accepting this because I'm accepting your culture.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should call our parents. They also say that we have our own culture. In our own culture, if the man cheats, he would die. His mouth would dry. Like sand. And then he would die. So the man should now decide whether he wants to go on to. I think you can play your own card back to them.
Play their cards back to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Play it back. Call your grandma and say, Grandma, we must create a culture now. You know, I'm just thinking because she actually loves this person.
Yeah,
and
she does.
Let's say love conquered everything. And she believes in herself that she will not cheat.
Yeah.
But if what if? You know what? If it's always in the mix.
Absolutely.
These things you don't plan. People don't plan to cheat, man.
Exactly. Well, some people plan to cheat.
Yeah, some people know their work. But sometimes you'll be conditioned. Let's say after a bottle or two, all cats look alike. And then you just, boom. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Lagos, what do you think? 0700-993-993-993. In 2 minutes, we'll go on a break. The next caller, make sure you keep 1 minute.
1 minute, please.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, welcome.
I'm calling from Ajawa Estate. My name is Miracle.
Hi,
welcome, Miracle.
Concerning the story, I'm married to a data man.
Okay.
So I don't know of that particular culture that says that a woman that cheats will die. So to me, I just feel that maybe they are trying to test her.
Okay.
So let her go on with the marriage so that at the end of the day, it will not look as if they are testing her and she just failed the test.
Okay.
That is okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Let's see. On WhatsApp, we have...
All right, yes, more messages. And I can see some on YouTube, some amazing thumbs up and messages. You guys have really missed us.
Yeah, we've missed you guys.
Really appreciate
too.
It. We'll get to those messages on YouTube.
Somebody say you're looking too hard for a married man.
I'm looking too hard for a married man.
Why am I
remember
excited today? Okay. Shola from Kirikiri says, what's up, Lagos? I know about one culture in Isoko Land Delta. I think this is where it's coming from. It is actually not the woman that dies immediately. From what I know, it is the husband and the children that is affected. Ah, we need to go on. Welcome back. We're still very much in the family clinic, and Mary is in it. She needs our help. She needs to be healed from the, you know, what she diagnosed with.
Absolutely. She's diagnosed with culture.
Culture shock.
Culture shock, or whatever it is you call it. But hear the story so that you are carried along.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, we want to carry you along. So I'm going to read the story again. Her story reads, I have been dating this man for 3 years now, and he finally proposed. Yippee. I'm so happy and gladly accepted the proposal. I have met his parents on several occasions, and they love me like their child. But the problem is, a week after the proposal, his parents called me, so I went to their house. They sat me down and told me things about their culture. I was okay with everything until they mentioned that any woman that cheats with when married to a man dies instantly. At first, I was like, okay, because I love him so much. But I asked, what happens if a man cheats? And they said, nothing. That's where I lost it. So my husband has the freedom to do whatever he can with other women and go scot-free. But I die if I do same. And she says, no. I am seriously confused. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose him, but I feel I would regret it later.
Well, so far, a lot of the Goshens and people have been calling and giving their thoughts on what Mary should do. And we want to hear more from you. You've heard the story. And if you've been in that kind of situation, what do you think Mary should do? How did you handle yours? Well, let me quickly go on YouTube, since it's been a while since we met you or saw you guys on YouTube. Shout out to everyone streaming us live on YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, Olu Michael said, kudos, lovely couple. Many are learning from you. Thumbs up. Thank you so much, Olu Michael. And Henry also Mbachi says, good looking couple, but now, wow, Collins, this your jacket is too hot for a married man. I never see hot. You're gonna see hot. Yeah. It's I love you couple. That's coming from Joseph Sunday. Lady Dorothy 2010 says, my husband Villa has similar culture, and the man is free, but the woman is bound to do the culture and all goes mad. Wow. Also, if a single lady uses your cloth and meets with a man sexually, it will affect you.
Wow.
Ladi Akintunde says, culture thing is annoying. Is I believe she should walk away. I'm dating a Delta lady, and I'm going to ask questions before this culture thing goes, it's a deal breaker for me. It says, I'm Yoruba, and we don't get wahala. I agree with you. I agree, straightforward. And, Odeyemi Ibukun says, you guys are awesome on YouTube. Thank you. We appreciate you guys for all the comments. Keep them coming. Who else is here on YouTube? Musokwefoluwa. All right. It says, the test should be... that test should even exist if it's a test. I see it as a big form of toxicity, emotional blackmail, and oppression. Fumilola. It's sending a message on YouTube, says, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much. I'm a first time sending a message, but I'm always listening. Wow. Thank you. Appreciate you. Great, you guys. Thank you. That's Toby Oduton. Usman Ojabanjo says, glad to see you guys for the first time in my life. Wow. It's I call a lot, but seeing you is for the first time. Thank you so much. Mike Zanes says, addicted to WhatsApp Lagos. Thank you.
It's a good addiction.
Absolutely.
It's a good one.
And Joseph Sondi of Indifreke, I've read your message. Suleiman Temitayo Yusuf says, seeing you for the first time. Bro, he said, your Wi-Fi pass you before uncle.
He said, the lady should jackpot.
He said, that lady should jackpot. That's Mary should jackpot. Thank you, Sulaiman, for the message. We get more messages are coming in on the YouTube. We just take a break. We'll get back to that after WhatsApp.
Okay, let's see. On WhatsApp, this one is saying, my former landlord's wife was cheating, but was not affected because the husband had not paid her bride price. But she was affected in a way. She had to go for confession and cleansing in their village. But it depends on the man's lifestyle. He might be normal now, but be something else later. I think she should pray about it very well.
She should pray about it. That's Mary should pray about this situation.
Yeah. But how did you know your former landlord's wife? How did you know? I don't understand.
How did you know?
How did you know that that was what happened? And she was cheating. Anyway, story they fly. let's see. Sylvanus Abureme from Command Road, Ikpaja, Lagos says, the Tekes, I am from Edo State. The culture we are talking about has been there since ages.
Okay.
Before any one of us was born. The only way a woman would be negatively affected is if she does not confess. If confesses, she would be made to go through sort of abolition
okay.
to cleanse herself. In the past, that a man cheats was never a big deal. In the villages, men can take their bath in the open while women would never do a thing like that. If Mary has no intention of cheating in marriage, then she should go ahead. So that means you're saying, regardless of the culture, as long as she is not, cheating, she's okay, and her man can go ahead to cheat, and they'll be fine. I think it still goes back to the man, right? I think she should have a conversation with her fiance, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think she should have a conversation with the guy and share her reservations and hear from him.
They have to agree both. It seems they have something going on for them.
Yeah.
They have to choose.
Because, they've been dating, they're in love, they want to get married. So it's somehow to just walk out of such, a great milestone for both of them, just like that, because of the culture. That probably might just be a scam.
That's right. Back to Facebook, CKC Gospar says, Benin, we have that type of disadvantage of tradition. Mary Etu Kizire says, hi guys, I love your program. He says it's a practice. Robert Jerick says, it's a lie. I'm from Urubu. We are the best.
What would you say before?
Mary should ignore the marriage and step up for another man that will with less problems.
Okay.
Future problems. It's a lot of men outside are looking for girls. Love grows immediately she meets another person. She will still love him. You know, the family she wants to enter into has a background promised.
With predicaments.
All right, thank you so much for that. He's trying to say, man, if she goes into
it's better to stay
safe.
Yeah, than to shed tears in the future. On WhatsApp, this person is saying, this is an engineer, Happy. He says, good morning, the Techers. That culture is close to my own culture in Delta State. The difference is that the woman may not die instantly. It affects her children first. If she does not confess, she will then die. Then neither man is aware that the wife is cheating and does not raise alarm, the husband may suffer many calamities and may die at the end. If the woman is ready for marriage, she should not entertain any fear.
All right.
What you said is already scary. I'm scared.
After you now scare me. Please, guys, remember that Mary is listening to us and she needs help. We are family members in this clinic, the family clinic, to help our members who have issues that are beyond them. So nobody's an island. And a problem shared, they say, is half solved. All right, let's help Mary make a decision. Well, Greg Shola says, well, tell Mary to ask more questions before going into the marriage. Like if they are into an oath with a deity. If no, she should go ahead with the marriage. But if yes, it's a no-no for me. All right. Oholi Henry. You say, but I assure... You say, okay, that's
but
a part of it.
My wife, I can't cheat, and she would never cheat. I told her if I cheat. I think he's sharing his own experience as to the culture, too. He says, I think it's a continuation of a previous message. He says, but I assure my wife I can't cheat and will never cheat. I told her if I cheat, she must not forgive me, because if she cheats on me, I will forgive her, but I won't continue with the marriage.
All right. Well, the guy should be made to go to the girl's parents and be told same culture too. And let's see, like what I said, and let's see what the response will be. I agree with you, Ed K. You know, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
You should also arrange with your grandma and invite the guy over and say, in our culture, if you cheat, if you dare cheat, your head will be cut by spirits. And they'll hang the head for everybody to see that you cheated. I don't know, because some people are saying that it's a scam. I mean, not a scam. It's also push fear into the woman not to, or maybe it's a test to see if she can cheat. I don't believe that, man. I believe these cultures exist. They exist. So
yeah,
it's either you're accepting it with the culture, or you jackpa.
Mm.
Well, let's take a number of calls before we go back to the messages, right?
Yeah. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Yeah.
Just alive! Wow.
I greet you, the Techers.
Thank you. Thank you.
We double greet you.
This is Adego K from Lekki.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This matter, to me, there are various ways to look at this issue. Like, it may be that the guy also wants to kind of be sure of the kind of woman he wants to marry.
Okay.
Yes. Can be a test. And if it's not a test, if it's true, and I think it can also be selfishness. Yeah, it's all about me. Yes, if she cheats, this happens to her. If I cheat, nothing happens to me. So I think the culture was born out of selfishness from certain men. You know, these things came up from somebody. The idea popped out from somebody.
Yeah.
And said, let us come up with this, that. And then some engage in diabolical means.
That's right.
So, yeah, so from the forefathers, and they have like a covenant with a certain God.
Mm-hmm.
They worship, you know. And this thing is happening really. And in the lineage of those people, those things that they've vowed, made a vow about, keeps happening to that generation upon generation. So until that spell is broken. I know one lady like that where I used to live before. Very beautiful lady, but the man is actually not that beautiful. Not handsome, sorry. But she's stuck to this man because she's from Isoko.
Okay.
And that's their tradition, like culture, that if you cheat on the man, you're going to die. So she's like just there. Even now, the man is late and she's still there alone.
Wow.
You know, the fear of getting married again to another person.
I mean, if he's late, you have the freedom to remarry.
The tradition said that.
Wow. Said that. Oh my God.
So it's kind of bound for life.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing, Adego K. Harry said this culture is nonsense, my brother. It's not a test, though. It's real. Remy Shoyomi on YouTube is sending another message. Says, good to see you guys. Keep the good vibe. Well, thank you so much. Green Pastures Bali says, you guys rock. You're the plug. You're the battery. 100%. Family Clinic is so informative. And I love you guys. We love you, too.
We love you, too.
All right. More messages coming in. It's a wahala. Jeremiah. What should Mary do while you're laughing?
Is it if Nami be the babe? JPO.
JP. Short form of Jackpa. Jackpaism. All right, Jeremiah, thank you for that message. Sylvester Essiet said, my name is Sylvester. I always listen to you guys, but I'm very, 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 very happy to see you live. So,
No, it's Andrea.
Are you serious?
Right, Andrea. This is me.
So, Sylvester, this is Andrea.
Thank you.
You mentioned someone else. That's Andrea.
Thank you.
You look awesome. God bless you for good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you indeed. Banjo Oluwa Tobiloba says, what's up, Giri? Jackpa is the song I will play for Mary. Thank you so much. Man, I love your comments. They're so amazing. All right, Rosie Maymay says, what's up, Lagos? I would advise Mary to do a background check on the so-called culture.
Mm-hmm.
She should know that it's morally wrong for a married woman to cheat. She doesn't have a problem with that.
She doesn't have a problem with
that. It's just the fact that the culture says the man can cheat and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
So good morning, the techers. Please, the name of that spoken word you guys do play always about Nigerian president. Okay, it's a rendition by one poet. We'll share that with you before it ends. It's a total injustice. And our cultural principle is always anti-woman and being unfair to womanizing, to womanism. And that's Owuna Bon is sending a message, very angry about that. But what should Mary do? We know it's injustice. We know that it's not favoring the women. Mary is at the tight corner. She was planning to get married, but this culture is standing in between them.
Doc Jeff.
Yes.
Says, I mean, she should jackpa. He's sending a message from Saudi Arabia.
Hi, Jeff. How's Saudi Arabia today?
Thank you for always sending a message.
All right. And most people are saying Mary should jackpa.
He said if she's a Christian, this May, saying that if she's a Christian, let her stick to her faith and convince the husband to desist from such practice. Because for sure they are going to bring her to swear before their family, deity, before she can do,
That's the marriage.
Before they can black. That's it. But here's the thing. Whether you jackpot and say, okay, you want to face your you want to face whatever religion you're faced with and move on. What if it's a, when they say this is a family culture and tradition, you know, once a person is born into that family, that person has been initiated. So it now becomes a job. The man has to be ready to also look, dissociate himself.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that cut him off the family?
You know,
we talked about that
here. Yeah, you know, I mentioned the fact that the family, for the family to bring that up, that means, it shows that they're staunch members or, you know, they
worshippers.
Worshippers of the deity or the god, you know, in the family.
More messages on Facebook. I see Kilo D. Hi. Anyway, a lot of messages on Facebook. First time texters are there. Let's go back to the calls. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I want to contribute to this program that is going on now concerning Mary.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Please, that culture is not a threat to. I'm calling from Iba Estate.
Okay. What's your name?
It's not a threat. My name is Basti.
Okay.
Basti. I witnessed it happen to a member of our church. The woman happens to come from Eastern Igbo, maybe Imo, and the husband from this delta, whether Urobo or Isoko. And she was into this type of game. The child first died, and later on the man died.
Wow.
And the woman is still alive. So it's not a test, it's not a threat, it is real. My counsel for Mary would have been that she should borrow leg and run. Because that culture makes the man to be an established, licensed cheating practitioner.
Wow. What a description. Thank you so much, ma'am. Established, licensed cheating practitioner.
So I have something. I have something that I'm deducing from all of these things. Now, the fact that, you know, she cheats, it might not necessarily be her doom, but the doom of the man and the children. Because from what I'm hearing, even from the messages we've read, it's not like something happens directly to the woman, but it happens to the man and the family. So maybe they're saying that to her so that they can preserve their son's life.
That's another thing. Because like I said, it's the opposite I'm used to. I've had friends from Urobo, I've had friends from Delta
and
that
soldier.
Tell me that, look, If your woman, you must make sure your woman doesn't cheat. If your woman cheats on you, you suffer it. You cheat on your woman, you might suffer it too. So, but your woman cheats on you, you be the one to suffer it. And the man that she cheats with, and the woman goes scot-free.
So it's not even about the woman, it's about the man.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know if this is true.
But Mary,
this is what I'm deducing from, you know, the messages and the calls that I have gotten. We have gotten so far.
More calls coming in, more messages on Facebook. Quickly, Bliss Me Zulu says, Oga, it's not a test though, it's true. I'm from Delta State and I'm confirming that it is true. Only that she won't die immediately. Or Layemi Fumini says, well, first time texter, hi, welcome. This is like putting one leg inside a river and crocodiles dancing to eat it up. She should not go into it, oh. That culture is not friendly at all. Mary Etukizeri says, I got married to Delta. I was told all this after I was married, but I never allowed that to get to me because after my research, I got to know it's real and culture is selfish.
Wow. So it's a thing.
It's a Mary. Rono. That's coming from Victoria. Victoria tell Mary to run away. It's unfair culture. And I'm not encouraging cheating in marriage, obviously. But why will the men always get away with all sorts of things? It's a culture indeed. Let the woman also tell the man that people also that the same culture in their village and in their own place of origin, that if he also cheats, he would die.
You know, remember I said that it's not looking like the woman, because most people are saying she doesn't get to die immediately, but things happen to her. You know, and then most people have said the man gets to die, the children gets to die, you know, different calamities happening around her, but not her, you know, specifically. So I'm saying that, is it possible that this, the parents of this young man, they know the repercussion could affect him, their son, grossly compared to even her. So they say that to her to instill the fear, you know, so that she doesn't get to...
You guys are going to be partners. You're going to become family. Come clean, bro.
If you want to come, correct. Exactly. Eventually, the Mary and her boyfriend or her husband-to-be would have to, you know, have a sit-down and talk about these things and have an agreement between themselves and have something, you know, they trust themselves. And,
yeah.
I mean, you're coming together as, you know, as husband and wife, as man and wife, you should have some kind of value that you both, you know, hold strong that would keep you both together. Yeah? I think, am I making sense?
A lot of sense, babes.
We need to go on a break.
That's right.
We'll be right back, Lagos. Stay with us. It's 11:57, and this is where today's show has come to an end.
That's right. At the clinic, we had Mary in at the clinic. We hope that Mary will find a reason to make a decision. I think what stood out from Lagosians, so all those who are listening to the show, contributing out on WhatsApp or YouTube or on Facebook, was the fact that Jackpa. She should run away.
But I would say that she should have a conversation with this man she's about to marry.
That's what I think. And talk about what? And
I mean, let her know, let him know her stand, the things that she's scared about, her worries, basically.
All right, that's it. Next week, we'll bring another person to the clinic. But tomorrow, we'll have a Family Fun Field Friday edition of the Family Talk right here. It's going to be great fun. You want to let out what we'll talk about tomorrow?
Something that has to do with honeymoon.
Okay, guys, you want to find out more or less on that? Tomorrow is the day. Well, she's Andrea Odobi. Take care.
And he is Collins. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Stay tuned. The news coming up after that, the sunny side. And then you can join Sandra much later. It's a chain of great broadcasting right here. Bye for now.